Mental health takes a spotlight globally as we find ways to cope with this pandemic. The United Nations marks Mental Health Awareness Day internationally on October 10th, and here in Hawaii, it's no different. Isolation, loneliness, and drastic changes to our way of life brought on by the COVID-19 crisis has taken a toll on our collective mental health. The National Alliance on Mental Health, or NAMI, has been working to help Hawaii residents work through the psychological ups and downs. Kumi McDonald is the executive director. She talks to the Conversation's Harrison Patino about speaking up and getting help.
So because the pandemic has really isolated people and shut people in and also prevented people from practicing their normal coping skills of exercise, getting out, socializing, so we see a high rate of increase in depressive thoughts, anxiety, and again, that leads also to suicidal ideation.
So you've seen a tangible rise in the reporting of people saying that they have mental health difficulties.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as COVID hit, the amazing thing was when it first hit, nobody called us because I think they were panicking just to buy toilet paper. But once that sort of like died down, then the call volumes were doubled our normal call volumes. And I know that other agencies have multiple, you know, digits of increase in phone calls because people are just so stressed. And stress is one of the major factors in really triggering mental health issues.
You spoke about coping mechanisms before. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things you've been hearing the most about how this crisis is affecting people mentally?
Well, most people, you know, one in five of us are struggling with a mental health condition, including myself. You know, I live in recovery from depression, anxiety, so I have to really make sure that I stay mentally, physically healthy all the time. And so one of my major things is to get out in nature, go for walks, go in the ocean. And there was a time when we weren't even allowed to go outside. Now we can. We can go in the ocean, things like that. But there were, you know, times when we couldn't do that. Socializing, being connected to your group. And Zoom just does not cut it. It helps. It helps. But it's not the same as really seeing your loved ones, getting a hug, and being with your support group or your church group. So some of those things are really vital to keeping yourself healthy. And so there's a lot of people who may have minor mental health issues. You know, they were borderline depressed, borderline anxiety, but it wasn't a big issue. But now that they can't do all these things, like go to the gym or go out with their friends, it's, you know, we see the symptoms progressing and getting worse.
Now, you bring up a really interesting point there. In the best of times, social isolation can be harmful to one's mental health, but I imagine that that's completely magnified when there's practically a global mandate on social isolation.
Yes, absolutely. We are humans. We need contact. We need daily hugs and just a smiling face. And so it's really put a lot of stress on people, and especially people with serious mental health issues, like people who may have already had challenges with depression, and they were like just barely making it to work, barely surviving, and then now it's like one more thing to deal with. Oh my gosh, I have to sanitize. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get my family sick. I can't go to the store. So these extra pressures are just another obstacle for them to go out or even get help. Because just imagine if you are depressed and you know, I have to make an appointment. I have to go to the doctor, pick up medication, or I have to talk to a therapist. But then now you add that additional layer of I have to wear a mask, sanitize, wait in my car until my appointment is ready. All these extra obstacles just makes everything more challenging.
Now, you talk about how difficult this crisis is for people who have already been struggling with mental illness, depression, suicidal thoughts. Has this crisis, do you think, made the problem of mental illness more visible to the mainstream?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely. You know, just even in the workplace, we're getting a lot of phone calls from businesses that are asking for help educating their staff. They're saying we're hearing a lot of stories of suicidal ideation in the workplace, depression rising. And so all of these, essential workers, these companies that are still operating, the stress levels through the roof. And so we're getting a lot of calls, please help educate us. And so we've been doing a lot of Zoom seminars and trainings. And then just, even schools are calling us and saying, can you speak to our high schoolers? And we hear a lot of stories of kids struggling. Can you talk on how to take care of ourselves? So, yeah, it's it's a big deal, and not only just locally, but if you see television, if you're just watching the news or any kind of morning show, it's always there's always something about taking care of yourself, being mentally healthy now. Everybody's really made more aware of the importance of it.
Now, we've seen data from other parts of the country and with certain demographics, but here in Hawaii, do you have a sense of if any reported suicides have gone up?
You know, nobody really can report on hard data until, you know, after the year is over, and then they analyze and they want to make sure all the data is correct. But, you know, we're hearing from the front line. I'm hearing from people who work with the homeless community, therapists, and we're hearing a lot of things that we're right at the brink of a major crisis, maybe. You know, that's what they're saying. Again, there's no hard data just yet, but even in my own personal experience answering these, our information line, families are calling for help, we just see an extreme rise in, I'm really not doing well, what can I do? Or my son or my grandchild is suicidal. You know, texting, I want to hurt myself, what do I do? So we see a rise, so we know that something is going to happen. We just don't know exactly just what it will be.
Now, we've seen all organizations that offer help have to transition to providing those resources, either online, over the phone, at a distance. How has the National Alliance of Mental Health been impacted?
So NAMI is... we were ahead of the game. We were so proud because our national office gave us guidelines on taking classes and support groups all online. And so we were ahead of the game. We were one of the first in the nation. I mean, NAMI Hawaii was one of the first in the nation to provide support groups on Zoom. So we're real proud of our team here. So we do provide support groups for family members who are caregivers, but also people who are struggling with mental health issues or stress during COVID. And a new group starting up actually on October 13th, and that's going to be for career people. So there's going to be a lot of professionals who, you know, are struggling with their stress level or their mental health that they can connect at 6:30 in the evening. And again, it will be on Zoom.
Now, you're talking about resources there. What are some of the best steps to get help during this time?
Well, the first thing that you can do is go and talk to someone. Go and get help. You can find great information on the internet. You can call us, namihawaii.org, email us. You can find us on our website at namihawaii.org. Otherwise, there's so many other options like text lines now for a crisis. There is free therapies available via Zoom. So if you're like, I can't afford it, my insurance was cut, there are free services available here locally. So you just have to call and ask for help. And I know that sometimes just making that call is hard, but email is good too.
Now, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but wrapping up here, do you think this crisis is going to fundamentally change how we think about mental illness in any way?
I really, really hope so, because this is what NAMI's been fighting for all these years, is that it's there. One in five of us are struggling, but we've not really brought it up to the forefront. And now it's more visible. Now people, regular folks, just like you and me, are saying, hey, I'm struggling. I need help. And it's okay to talk about. So yes, I do believe that things are going to change. I hope that more people will be open about talking about their journey of mental health and practicing self-care.
That was Kumi McDonald, Executive Director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, talking with the Conversation's producer, Harrison Patino. NAMI's annual walk to raise awareness about mental health and self-care is a go for tomorrow, Saturday, the 10th, International Mental Health Day.